Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu tahdhiri min irtikabi ma naha Allahu azza wa jal o rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anhu. The chapter on the warning against doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited. Very important chapter. Often it happens that we are engaged in sin, engaged in guna, in disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes calamities befall us, difficulties overtake us. But very often the means of remedy that we use are those things that bring the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person, instead of getting out of his problem, he's getting now deeper in the problem. So what we are warned is that when Allah Pak is putting us through these tests, these remedies, these difficulties, what we should do is we should look quickly at how we can come back into the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the moment we are under the azab, the punishment, the unhappiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how quickly we can come back under the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the thing we need to do is how look to see what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one common mistake that we make. A person is in difficulty, sometimes he puts himself into more difficulty, he goes to see where he can take an easy loan on interest. And instead of him coming out of the debt, he's putting himself more into debt and he's putting more into the punishment and the discontent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, if a person, he is finding that now he is duas are not getting answered. For example, he tried making dua one day, 2 days, 3 days. Now he feels my duas are not answered. He said, what's the use of making dua? Let's leave dua out altogether. I'm wasting my time. Person talks like this. Instead of him now coming closer and getting the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's distancing himself further from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then also in this time and age, we find that when there's so much of difficulties around us, so much of hardship, very often you find people, instead of now going to the masajid, they are staying away from the masajid. So those avenues that take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes we are leaving those avenues out and we are going for those avenues that will take us further away from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what this chapter is speaking about. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah has brought a few ayat from the Quran to show us that the punishment, the severity, the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not something that we must play with. Often you'll find a person will say that these are precautions, these are preventative measures. But at the same time, immediately after taking whatever preventions and precautions, a person is engaged immediately in guna. Sometimes a person is involved in drinking, sometimes in intermingling, sometimes watching movies, television, watching something on the phone. So although we think we are saving ourselves from the punishment of Allah, we're actually throwing ourselves deeper into the punishment. From these ayat of the Quran, we learn that the punishment of Allah, the anger of Allah is not something to play with. Can't play with it, we have to be very careful. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, those who oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's commands should be aware that some calamity or a grievous punishment will afflict them. Those that oppose the Nabi sallallahu's commands means those that go against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are told to do certain things in certain ways. Now we decide we want to do it against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What this ayat of the Quran is telling us, that those who oppose Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's commands should be aware that some calamity or a grievous punishment will afflict them. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah warns you of Himself. Allah is warning you. Imagine who can be more severe and stricter in His warning about Himself than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns you of Himself. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, undoubtedly the grasp of your Lord is severe indeed. Grasp, when you grab somebody, what is batsh? Means grabbing somebody by the collar. When you grab somebody by the collar like that, now imagine the grip and the grab of Allah by somebody's collar. Can anybody get out of that grip? So this is what is إِنَّ بَطْشَ رَبِّكَ لَشَدِيدٌ. That grab by that collar, that grip of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very severe. In other words, don't play games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be very careful not to get the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, such is the grasp, such is the grasp, or such is the grip of your Lord, that when He sees a town that is oppressive, indeed His grasp is painful and severe. Allah Pak's grasp is not like the grasp of an ordinary person. إِنَّ أَخْذَ رَبِّكَ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. The grip of your Allah or the grasp of your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very, very painful and very severe. وَنَ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَغَارُ وَغَيْرَةُ اللَّهِ أَن يَأْتِيَ الْمَرْءُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. This teaches us, this hadith now teaches us. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought one hadith in this section, and these great people with great knowledge, sometimes they just bring one hadith, small hadith like this, but it's enough to give the message. He brought the ayat of the Quran, and now just one small hadith to explain to us. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has a sense of discontent. And his discontent manifests when a person commits an act which Allah has made unlawful for him. He commits an act that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made unlawful for him. Now this manifests what? The discontent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Mawla Yunus Patel rahmatullahi once mentioned to one of his artists, very nice qissah or very nice lesson. He says that I've got, whilst Hazrat was moving, he says that I've got one thought has come to my mind that will fix up every marital problem. I got one thought that has come to my mind that will fix up every marital problem. So he explains that a person is either under the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he's out of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, under the discontent, the dislike, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can be in one of two phases. Either he's under the mercy of Allah or he's out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person now gets into an argument, gets into a fight with his wife, gets into some type of discord, so what he's doing now, deliberately, he's taking himself now and he's taking himself out of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, when the wife, she is getting into an argument and a fight with the husband, she is taking herself out of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes it goes so deep and so severe that it even ends up in talaq. Now they're taking themselves under the, out of the rahmat, the fountain. Hazrat Yusuf explained it, almost like a picture, it like a waterfall that is falling and gushing with the rahmat of Allah, and we're just distancing, moving ourselves out. So he says the solution is, we got to tell ourselves that we want to just come back into the rahmat of Allah. And if each spouse tells himself that the way to come back into the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to keep that unity, keep and maintain that peace in the home, automatically we are staying under the rahmat of Allah. So that one sati that was there with him mentioned to Hazrat, Hazrat, this is not only a solution to marital problems, every problem can get sorted out if a person just thinks like that. Am I at this moment under the rahmat of Allah, or am I under the anger of Allah? If I'm under the anger, quickly I must move and do those things that will bring the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down. If we just keep thinking like this during the day, we'll find so easily, think of it like a waterfall, I'm standing under the rahmat of Allah. If I'm going to commit this guna, this sin, I'm going to lie, I'm going to cheat, I'm going to oppress, I'm going to use vulgar words, I'm going to fight, then automatically I'm taking myself out of the rahmat of Allah, I'm putting myself under the azab. I don't want to be there, I'm frightened of the adab of Allah. Quickly a person pushes himself and he comes back under this waterfall of the rahmat of Allah. May Allah Pa give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.